Have you ever found yourself running? Running mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, and even running physically from things in this life? This is No More Running, the podcast for women. Hello, I'm your host, Crystal Lloyd, and I've been known to run and still find myself running from the things in this life. Running from God, His calling, His purpose for my life, running from change that's within my control that needs to be made or any type of change, running from hard or even good or even just simple little things in this life. And God said to me, Crystal, if you will stop running and surrender, there are things that we can accomplish together. Maybe you find yourself running as I have. I want you to know that you're not alone. Let's go from running to no more running together. Let's get started with prayer. Holy Spirit, we invite you to be a part of the podcast, the lessons, the life coaching, and the sharing of our stories. Let it be known today that you are God. God, help us to go from running in this life, from whatever it may be that we're running from running to no more running, in Jesus' name. Hello, friends. Today we're going to do a little different. I'm actually not in my office, in my corner, in my bedroom. I'm actually on my deck and looking at the Smoky Mountains and just sitting here, and I'm trying something new, something different to record and hopefully to help me get over the anxiety of recording. I can write, I can get the content, I can study, I can prepare. But when it comes to recording the next episode, it's like, woo, I have some anxiety with just putting myself out there, putting my voice out there. And so I'm trying something different and a different recording device. So hopefully maybe instead of just being in my office and out here on the beautiful deck, and you may be able to hear birds and the trees and the wind, and also there's a blue-tailed lizard out here. So fun. So hopefully it stays away from me. In today's episode, our topic is pain. And who wants to talk about pain? Who wants to do a podcast on pain? I was like, really? But I feel like that the Lord gave this to me. We all experience pain from time to time in different areas in our life. So, and of course, I had to look up the word pain. I like to know the meanings of words, but pain means physical suffering or discomfort caused by ... We can name so many different things that pain is caused by. And when we feel pain or discomfort, it makes us want to run, don't it? I mean, I know it does for me. It's like if I feel pain, any pain, any slightly kind of pain or hurt, I'm gone. I'm running. I'm heading in the different direction and really what may be the direction I should be heading in, but it makes me want to run. But I will say this, and I want to stop and I want to say this before we move on, is I want you to know that if you are experiencing pain right now and you're in an abusive relationship of some kind and getting abused physically, emotionally, verbally, please know that you do not have to have permission to run from that. I know that this podcast is named No More Running, but there's going to be times where I'm going to tell you to run, and this is a time that I'm going to tell you. If you are experiencing physical pain from someone or something, or emotional pain or verbally abusive, whatever the pain may be, and you need to get away from that pain and you need to run away, and I'm going to give you permission. If you need permission, you've got my permission. And so please do that. Please seek help and run from that. Maybe it's an unhealthy relationship and get help, whatever it may be. Like I said, physically, mentally, emotionally, verbally, or of course, if you've been abused sexually, please run and don't stay in that abuse. Don't stay in that pain. Do that and reach out to me or reach out to a counselor or authorities or whatever you have to do. So I wanted to stop there, and I want to say that because I'm very big on if you are experiencing pain in some kind of abuse, please run. Please go and get help. Something that I saw my mom do and stay in for years was an abusive relationship, and she was physically getting abused by her first husband, who I thought that was my dad for a while. And he would hit on her and beat on her, and she would leave and then come back and leave and come back. And please, I just want you to know that if you're experiencing that type of pain, please run. Please get help. So anyways, sometimes we do feel pain, and we should run from pain when it's in that situation. But then sometimes pain can be a good thing in our life. I know at times that pain does make us withdraw. It makes us withdraw from God, God's people. If we're experiencing pain in our marriage of some sort, we withdraw from our husband, or even the pain within our adult children. Maybe they've said some hurtful things to us, or, you know, whatever, we withdraw from them, or our friends or coworkers. You know, when we feel that pain, it's almost like, it's like a turtle for me. It's like when I feel that pain, I want to go back in my shell. I want to hide. I don't want to come out again. I don't want to experience that pain. So I avoid that particular person or that situation or whatever, which sometimes that's a good thing. But then sometimes, remember, pain can be a good thing because it does alert us to something that something needs to change. And I have an example for you. My daughter experienced some pain in her eye. We were going shopping because there's a baby coming in our family. And so there was a baby shower coming up. And so we had to go shopping, shopping, shopping. So we all hauled up in my husband's truck, and we picked her up, and we picked our grandbaby up, and I saw her eye, and it was very red. She also had I believe she had her glasses on that day. And I was like, have you seen your eye? What's wrong with your eye? Of course, I was being that helicopter mom. What is wrong? What'd you do? And she's like, I don't know, but it hurt really bad. And so I'm like, do you need to go to the urgent care? Do you need to go to the doctor? Do you need to go to the eye doctor? Do you need to? Anyway, so she continued to have pain throughout the day. And then the next day, I, being the wonderful mother that I am, called her and was like, how's your eye? Is it still red? Do you need to go to the eye doctor? Do you need to make an appointment? Do you? So anyway, she ended up she was in even more pain and needing to go to the eye doctor, and she made an eye doctor's appointment, and they were able to get her in that same day. So love our eye doctor. So glad that they were able to get her in, and they took her seriously about the pain. So she went and they looked at her eye, and they were so thankful that she felt the pain and that she called immediately, because they had said that she could have lost her eye or her vision if she would not have paid attention to that pain and went into action to call the eye doctor and made that appointment. And she had to end up having drops put in her eye every hour on the hour. And when she slept, she had to get up every 2 hours in the night to put these eye drops in, that she had an infection in her eye. And so I am so thankful. We are so thankful that she felt the pain, and that that pain got worse, because if it had not got worse, she would not have been moved to action. So I'm so thankful that she paid attention to that pain and that she did not ignore that pain, because it saved her eye. It saved her eyesight. And I'm so thankful that she was, I guess, to me, it's like, she's so much better than me, because I would have probably ignored it and kept ignoring it and kept ignoring it and running from it. Oh, I'm just making this pain up, or it's not really happening. It's not as bad as really. I can handle this. But I have been known to have a low tolerance of pain, but I want to be stronger when pain comes in my life. But times like this, we don't need to ignore things like this, if you're experiencing pain in a relationship or pain in a marriage or pain in your physical body, that needs attention. That needs to be, you know, done something with. Don't ignore those things. Get the help you need. Go step into the action that needs to be taken. But a lot of times, I know that when I'm in pain and in some sort of way, I'm always praying, Lord, take it away, take it away. Lord, take the pain away, take the pain away. And take the hurt away, take the hurt away. Take the discomfort away, take the disappointment away, when really I need to pay attention to that pain, and I need it to move me to my next right step, whatever that may be, that we need to make sure that we do that. But I would rather not experience pain at all, or I really, really want to be stronger in that, but I want to be magically stronger without going through any pain or any hurt or any discomfort. I just want to be, snap my fingers and be strong. So when pain comes, I'm strong. I can handle this. Okay, I can get through it myself. But there's times where we can't get through it ourselves. Sometimes we have to reach out to God for help and reach out to others for help. And sometimes you might need to be that helicopter parent, but maybe it's to a friend or a coworker or your children, and you make sure that they get the help that they need. Because sometimes within that pain, we just can't take that next right step. Or in that hurt or discomfort or that disappointment, we sometimes need that friend that will push us, that coach, maybe, that will push us. And so I'm so thankful that I have those friends in my life that won't let me stay stuck like I did for years. But until I reached out for help, I didn't go anywhere. I stayed stuck. I stayed in that pain. And so I'm hoping that you will not stay stuck in that pain. You will reach out for help.
Let's take a quick break. I'm excited to tell you that I'm offering life coaching. If you're interested in coaching with me or want to learn more, run on over to my website, crystalloyd.com. That's Crystal with a C and Lloyd with one L. And sign up for a free 20-minute coaching session with me. Also, don't forget to join my email list. You can email me info@crystalloyd.com. Can't wait to help you to go from running to no more running.
I know that Dr. David Jeremiah says this, don't be discouraged. God is at work even in times of great tribulation. God is at work even in the pain, even in the hurt. So even know this, that I know that there's times in my life that where I did experience pain and I did experience hurt, and I wondered, where you at, God? Where are you at in this pain, in this hurt? I mean, am I here alone by myself? What's happening, Lord? What are you doing? What are you allowing to happen to me? But God's at work. Believe that. Know that. That God is at work even in our hurt and disappointments. Because just like my daughters, I having that pain and her experiencing that pain was a good thing. It saved her eye. It saved her eyesight. I know that there's times in my life in my childhood that I would experience pain and I wondered where God was. Did he hear? Was he there? Why is he letting me go through this? And even with the church hurt that we've experienced, where are you at, God? How are you at work in this? It hurts. It's too painful, Lord. I know that I'm not alone in this, and maybe you can relate too. Maybe you're right there, right now, asking God these same questions. Why? Where are you? Why are you allowing this to happen, this pain in your life? But again, sometimes pain is a good thing. So it moves us into action. Don't avoid that pain. Don't run from that pain. You know, hit it head on, head on. And I think about, like I said, pain can sometimes be a good thing, because think about it, mothers, the pain of childbirth. If we did not experience that pain, then we would not have our children. And that's a good pain. But sometimes there is times in our life, and I don't like this either, but there's times in our life where we cause the pain. I think about Jonah, that podcast that I did about Jonah, the runner. in part one and part two. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, go back and listen to it. But Jonah, he caused his own pain. He rebelled against what God was calling him and instructing him to do. And God had planned and he ran from it. There's reasons that he ran from it, but he still was disobedient and he still caused those storms and that pain in his life. I'm not pointing any fingers because I've been there just like Jonah. I've caused my own pain in my own life, in my own marriage, wives. I've done that in my own life with my adult children. I've caused pain there. It's my own fault. I was too much of a helicopter mom. And I laugh, but, you know, all things work out. But sometimes I cause my own pain. But maybe something needs to change, needs to happen in our marriage, in our heart, in our job, in our families. And sometimes we have to go through the pain to get where we are today, to get to a better place in our life, a better place spiritually. Some things need to happen. Some pains need to happen so that we can grow from there. And then when we make it through those pains in our life, in our marriage, you know, in our adult children, with our adult children, with our church or our spiritual life, we look back. Thank you, God, for that pain, that hurt, that disappointment that did come in our lives, just like maybe in our marriage. Thank you, God. It made our marriage better. Now that I can see that God has given me my husband as a gift to enjoy life together, to laugh and cry, to dream together, to explore, to do a podcast together. It opened my eyes to the change that needs to happen sometimes. And I'm grateful and thankful that some pain has come in my life. Will I ever be able to say that I'm thankful that I was abused? Heck to the no. No, but I can look back and think, because of that pain, because of that abuse, I am stronger because of it. Because I went through that, I am a bold woman in what I believe and what I stand for. Because I went through that abuse or I went through that hurt, I'm a strong woman, I'm a strong mother, I'm a strong wife. And you know, I had actually forgot how strong I am. And maybe you too. Maybe you forgot all that you've went through, all that God's brought you through, and that you are a strong woman because of that pain that came in your life, because of that abuse that came in your life. You know, pain can bring a heart change, a health change, a change in your job, a change in your business, a change in your mindset. I will tell you this from Pastor Rick Warren said this, our greatest witness to this world is how we handle pain. Not a very good witness because I said, I've got a low tolerance of pain. I want to be strong in this area, but of course I don't want to go through the pain to get stronger. But I love that our greatest witness to this world is how we handle pain. And I know the story of Rick Warren and the pain that he has went through and his family has went through. And wow, what a witness he has. But I want you to know, if you are experiencing pain right now, whether it's physical, emotionally, mentally, verbally, whatever kind of abuse, I want you to know that God tells us that God hears, God sees, God knows, and God is concerned with you. Because when I was studying and I felt like God gave me this podcast for pain, what? But I asked God, so I was writing down all these things and I'm like, but God, what does your word say about it? And that's what I wanted. I wanted to know, because I have an open relationship with God and I tell him everything, I ask him everything, and I believe that's how he wants us to be, an open, honest relationship. And I'm like, okay, pain, I don't like it. I run from it. I know it's a good thing. I know sometimes I bring it on myself, Lord, but I want to know what your word says about it, God. And he is so good and so faithful to answer, and he answered. And I want you all to know this, that God sees your pain. God hears your pain. God knows your pain, and God is concerned with your pain. He showed me Exodus chapter 3, 7 and 8 about the Israelites and the pain that they were going through. They were getting abused and they were getting beaten. And God saw this and he heard what was going on and he was concerned. And then that's where Moses comes in the picture. God will send someone to help you through this pain. Ask him to send somebody. Lord, help me. I can't do this on my own. I need somebody to help me through this pain, to help me through this hurt, to help me through this disappointment. And I believe God sent Moses. He did. I know he did. The Word of God says he did, to deliver the Israelites out of their pain. And God himself will come down to rescue you. And he did that through Moses. God is the one who will free you. Listen, if you are in pain right now, do not run, but go to God's Word. Look at Exodus 3, how he delivered the Israelites, his people, out of slavery, out of the hurt, out of the abuse, out of the pain that they were experiencing. And remember, God, what he did for his people. Remind God what he did for his people. And say to God, God, this is exactly what I need you to do for me. You see the pain that I'm experiencing. Send somebody to help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, God. You help me, Lord. I know that you see this. I know that you hear this. I know that you're concerned, but I need your help, God, to make it through this pain, to take my next step, whatever that is, out of this pain, out of this hurt, out of this abuse. Bring me up out of this misery. Bring me up out of the misery, out of this pain. And God will do that. He is faithful, just like he was faithful to his people, the Israelites. And he used Moses to bring his people up out of slavery, up out of abuse, up out of pain and hurt. And God promises that he will deliver his people. And he will heal. He will bring healing. And also I love Exodus 3:17. It says that he will bring you and help you to a land flowing with milk and honey. So if you're in pain right now, you've been hurt, you're discouraged, God will bring you up out of that. But I love also that the Israelites, their pain, cry out even more to God, to cry out. And I know that they suffered for years. And some of you, I know that you've suffered for years with your pain. And I pray for healing for you today. But remind God, remind him and say, God, I need you to come as you did for the Israelites into my life and see my hurt, hear my hurt, be concerned with my heart, hurt, and deliver me from this pain. And friends, if you would just quit running, God will bring you. He will help you to the land flowing with milk and honey. Thank you, friends. I hope this has encouraged you. And please go back and read Exodus chapter 3, where God, you know, talks to Moses through the burning bush and how he, is calling Moses to deliver his people out of their pain, out of their hurt, and that God himself, he did that, and he will do that for you as well. And I love you, friends, and please don't do this alone. Reach out to me, reach out to a friend, and then if you don't know how to do that, ask God to bring that person that will help you as well. Just like he prepared Moses, just like he used Moses, he can and will bring you that person to help you. If you need my help, reach out. If you need someone's help, the authority's help, please reach out. If you are experiencing physical pain and abuse, please do that. And Lord, I think about some of my friends that are in hospitals, because maybe cancer has them in pain physically. Pray that you will be with them and be concerned about them and deliver them as well, Lord. However you can do it, Lord, through the doctors or, you know, whatever. Spiritually, Lord, maybe they need to be delivered spiritually. God, I just pray. I pray for them. See their pain. Be concerned with their pain and bring them healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, friends. Until next time.
Hey, don't forget, you can sign up for the No More Running email list at info@crystalloyd.com. And make sure to like, share, and follow. We would love for you to leave a review for the podcast. This helps us reach even more women who might find themselves running as well. Gotta run!